The Blind Outdoor Leisure Development Group, or BOLD, offers the visually impaired 36 outdoor recreation programs. For bicycling, the group uses tandem bikes bought with donations from Lions Clubs of the Milwaukee area. A sighted volunteer pedals in the front seat, while the blind person pedals in back. Marty Hutchings joined the group about 12 years ago when a disease began to limit his eyesight. He says before that, he rode his own bicycle.
This program allows me to be able to continue to get that exercise and that outdoor wind-in-your-face feeling and doing what I love to do, which was biking, you know, that sense of freedom you have when you're just tooling along. Of course, that's somewhat limited now when you have someone else doing the steering, but...
But Hutchings, who serves as a spokesperson for BOLD, says the riding pairs are lined up in advance and efforts are made to find compatible riders.
Well, it's very important because I'm very tall, and if a person is shorter than me, then that means their seat has to be closer to their pedals, which means my handlebars are in my knees. If you're familiar with the way a tandem bike is designed, the rear handlebars are fastened to the seat stem of the person in front.
Tomorrow, the BOLD group in Milwaukee will ride for 9 miles. Recreational rides this summer are slated to go 25 or 30 miles. Hutchings says he hasn't yet heard of higher gas prices triggering requests from the visually impaired for more tandem rides to work. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.